Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Please note that while I am a mental health professional and educator, this podcast and the information shared within it are intended solely for information, education, and entertainment purposes. The content discussed does not constitute therapy, counseling, or any form of professional mental health services. It should not be used as a substitute for therapy or personalized mental health treatment. If you are in need of support, please consult with a licensed therapist or appropriate healthcare professional. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Project I Am. Today, I'm diving into a topic that's super relevant for just about all of us: the habit of taking our thoughts too seriously. Our minds are constantly churning out ideas, judgments, worries, and plans, and many of us live as if every one of these thoughts deserves our full attention and belief. But today, I want to challenge that idea. Not every thought we have is useful or even true. In fact, if we learn to let some thoughts simply come and go, we might find ourselves feeling a whole lot lighter and less overwhelmed. Have you ever had a thought that really weighed on you? Maybe it was something like, I'm not good enough, or what if I mess this up? Or even a recurring worry that you just couldn't shake. These thoughts can feel incredibly powerful, as though they're revealing some deep truth about us, or who we are and what's going to happen. But as we'll discuss today, most thoughts are just temporary mental events. They pass on their own if we don't get too attached. So let's unpack why we don't have to take our thoughts so seriously, how to recognize unhelpful thought patterns, and how to let go of the ones that aren't serving us. Why we can't trust every thought. To understand why we can't trust every thought, let's start with how our brains are designed. Neuroscientists have found that our brains are wired to interpret and to respond to potential threats. This is known as negativity bias. Back in ancient times, negativity bias was a survival mechanism. Our ancestors had to pay close attention to anything that seemed like a danger, whether it was a predator or a lack of food. Focusing on threats kept our ancestors alive. But today, this tendency to latch onto negative thoughts can make us feel anxious or stressed, even when there's no real danger. Dr. Rick Hansen, a psychologist who studied this phenomenon, explains it well by saying that the mind is like Velcro for negative experiences and Teflon for positive ones. This means that negative thoughts tend to stick to us and replay in our minds, while positive thoughts and experiences slip away far more easily. So if you ever felt like one criticism overshadows 10 compliments, you're not alone. That's just how our brains naturally operate. Now, this doesn't mean that our brains are bad. They're just doing what they're designed to do. But it's crucial to remember that just because we have a thought doesn't mean it's accurate or even helpful. In fact, studies show that around 80% of our thoughts are repetitive, and many of these are simply passing worries or fleeting ideas with no deeper meaning. One of the most freeing things we can realize is that our thoughts are fleeting. They come and go, much like the weather. Imagine for a moment that your mind is like the sky, and your thoughts are like clouds passing through it. Some clouds are light and fluffy, others are dark and stormy. But no matter how stormy it gets, the sky itself remains unaffected. It's always there in the background, untouched by the passing clouds. This idea is a central part of mindfulness and meditation practices, where people learn to observe their thoughts without judgment or attachment. In meditation, the goal isn't to stop thoughts from coming, but to let them come and go without clinging to them. Studies show that people who practice mindfulness can reduce anxiety, stress, and even physical pain because they learn to separate themselves from their thoughts and emotions, realizing that these are just temporary events in the mind. Let's bring this idea to life with an example from the popular TV show Ted Lasso. In one episode, Dr. Shannon Fieldstone, the team's sports psychologist, talks about sitting with discomfort. She encourages the players not to run from the difficult emotions, but to sit with them, recognizing they don't need to fix everything right away. This is such a valuable concept for all of us. Our culture often pushes us to fix our uncomfortable feelings, but when we learn to sit with them, they naturally lose their intensity. In psychology, this is called distress tolerance, the ability to experience discomfort without trying to immediately escape it. Research published in the Journal of Cognitive Therapy and Research found that individuals who develop higher distress tolerance are better able to manage stress and anxiety in the long term. Essentially, by learning to ride out uncomfortable feelings and thoughts, we build mental resilience. Now, let's get a little more personal. I think a lot of us can relate to the experience of overthinking, especially when it comes to situations where we feel vulnerable or self-conscious. Here's a relatable example. Imagine you're at work giving a presentation, and midway through, you notice someone looking at their phone. Immediately, your mind starts spinning, thinking, they're not interested. They think I'm boring. You start to feel nervous, and before you know it, your confidence is totally shaken. But let's take a step back here. Is it really true that this person isn't interested? There could be countless reasons they looked at their phone. Maybe they received an urgent message, or they were quickly checking something relevant to your talk. But in that moment, we often assume the worst, and that one thought, they're bored, can snowball into, I'm a terrible presenter, or, well, everyone must feel the same way. The reality is that we don't have evidence to support these thoughts. They're just assumptions, interpretations that we attach to based on our insecurities. A book that addresses this kind of thought distortion is The Happiness Trap by Dr. Russ Harris. In it, he suggests a technique called diffusion, which is a way to separate yourself from your thoughts. Instead of thinking, I'm a terrible presenter, try saying, I'm having a thought that I'm a terrible presenter. This little shift might sound trivial, but it creates a healthy distance. By naming your thoughts rather than becoming them, you take away some of their power. Now let's turn to some more recent research. In 2021, a study published in Behavior Therapy explored how people respond to uncomfortable thoughts and feelings. The researchers found that when participants practiced distress tolerance, meaning they allowed themselves to feel discomfort without reacting impulsively, they experienced lower levels of anxiety and depression over time. This shows that by letting ourselves feel uncomfortable emotions instead of running from them or reacting, we build resilience and emotional strength. And this is where it gets really interesting. Neuroscientific studies have shown that when people practice mindfulness, they activate the prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain responsible for decision-making, emotional regulation, and self-control. Essentially, when you sit with a thought or feeling rather than acting on it, you strengthen the very part of your brain that helps you manage emotions in a healthy way. If this feels daunting, don't worry. Sitting with uncomfortable thoughts doesn't have to mean meditating for hours every day. You can start with just a few moments here and there. For instance, when you notice an uncomfortable thought, try pausing for a few deep breaths. This creates a small window of time in which you can observe the thought rather than immediately reacting to it. Okay, so let's talk about some practical tools you can use to take your thoughts a little less seriously. These are tips you can start using today. Number one, label your thoughts. Instead of getting caught up in a thought like, I'm a failure, try rephrasing it to, I'm having a thought that I'm a failure. This helps create distance and reminds you that this is just a thought, not an absolute truth. 2. Set a timer for worrying. If you find yourself spiraling, try setting a timer for 5 minutes and allow yourself to sit with the worry or negative thoughts until the timer goes off. When the time's up, commit to moving on in a different activity. This can help break the habit of rumination and keeps the thought from taking over your entire day. 3. Ask yourself, is it true? And is it helpful? Sometimes a simple question like, is this thought actually true or is this thought helpful to me, can snap us out of overthinking. If the answer is no, consider releasing the thought or setting it aside. 4. Practice mindfulness or meditation. Even a few minutes a day of mindfulness can make a huge difference. Mindfulness doesn't require you to clear your mind entirely. It's about observing your thoughts without judgment. Apps like Headspace or Calm can guide you through beginner sessions if you're new to the practice. 5. Use the thank you mind technique. This is a playful way to acknowledge thoughts without buying into them. When you notice a worrisome or critical thought, try saying, thank you mind. It sounds a bit silly, I know, but it helps remind you that your mind is just doing its job, generating thoughts, and you don't have to latch onto them. And lastly, 6. Remember that it's normal. Everyone experiences uncomfortable thoughts. You are not alone, and having these thoughts doesn't make you weak or bad. Thoughts are simply part of being human. So the next time you find yourself caught up in a thought that feels overwhelming, remember this. It's just a thought. Thoughts come and thoughts go, and they don't define you. By learning to sit with them, observe them, and release them when they're not serving us, we can find a greater sense of peace and resilience. You don't have to believe everything you think. Thank you so much for joining me today on Project I Am. I hope today's episode gives you a fresh perspective on how to handle your thoughts and helps you feel a bit more in control and at ease. Remember, you are not your thoughts, and you have the power to decide which ones are worth holding on to. Thank you for being here. Take care, be kind to yourself, and I'll catch you in the next episode.
The weather today will be glorious. Put on your sunglasses, sunscreen, and sun smiles. You're gonna love it.